This past week, there was a message from the Centers for Disease Control that you may have missed. It involved mushrooms. Yeah, the CDC advises not to eat enoki mushrooms under the Sun Hong Foods label from Korea. They found some listeria contamination. Now, that's a temporary situation. But do you ever notice mushrooms growing in your yard or maybe in the park and wonder if you can eat them? I do. I take pictures of them and I think, who can I show this to? And they tell me whether I can eat this thing. Well, Don Hemis can. Professor Emeritus of Biology at UH Hilo. This man spent the last 30 years studying mushrooms of Hawaii. We met, of course, on Hawaii Island where he lives. But guess where? At rugged Mackenzie Beach Park in Puna. I mean, you'd think, who goes to the beach for mushrooms? But it was amazing. There's a little group of us, Don Hemis, his wife Helen. And if you're wondering, yes, there are native mushrooms. And when Don first started noticing them on his hikes, then photographing them, he was surprised to find that science had neglected the whole fungal kingdom in Hawaii.
Basically, there were no mushrooms described from the evolutionary capital of the world. So we wrote a grant to National Science Foundation, and they funded us for about 7 years to study mushrooms of Hawaii.
Wait, when did that start?
In the 80s, you know, in the early 80s. We went from mountaintop, we'd start on Kauai, and go down to the seashore, you know, hiking through the mountains and so on, and then we'd go to Oahu and to Maui and Molokai and Lanai and end up here on the Big Island. So we collected and collected, and we find out it's true in Hawaii for almost all organisms. If you go above 4,000 feet, that would be Volcanoes National Park area, the saddle on this island, and on all the islands, 4,000 feet, everything above that, it's found only in Hawaii and nowhere else in the world. It's true with birds, it's true with the flowering plants, and it's true with the mushrooms. So above 4,000 feet, every mushroom that we find is endemic to Hawaii. It's found nowhere else in the world.
Are there many above 4,000 feet?
We've probably found 20, 30 species of mushrooms up there. Huh? They're very colorful. They're pinks and oranges and yellows and like that. And they haven't been described for science.
But how do you describe a mushroom? Like, how do you describe it, like, scientifically, as you guys?
Okay. In the olden days, like a couple years ago, you did it by the morphology, the shape, the color. You even do microscope work. You look at the hairs on the stems and the hairs on the gills and stuff like that.
Oh, so what would you say about the...
So the first question is, what color are the spores? And that means the gills, because that's where the spores are. So what we do is cut the cap off and put it on a piece of paper and let them drop the spores. And a mushroom would drop up to 1 million spores a day. So it makes a big print there. And you can see what color they are. And then we look at various things, whether they have little scales on the cap. On the stem, there can be a little ring, or the technical name is an annulus. Mm-hmm. That it cannot be there or be there. Or it can look like a woman's skirt. The ones that send most people to the emergency ward, they're not going to die. They're just going to be very sick. It looks like a ring on your finger. It'll go up and down the stem like a ring on your finger. So these are the morphological things that we look at. But now, in the last couple of years, we cannot describe a new mushroom without its DNA fingerprint. Whether it's been described before, say, here's what species this is, or it's an undescribed species. So we just looked at morels of Hawaii. Morels are a very delicious, edible type one, and we have them here in Hawaii.
What?
So we sequenced the morels from Hawaii, and they're identical to ones in China. So it's the same species.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They found it also in Turkey, and we go, what? And it's also found in Israel, of all places, in Israel. Absolutely identical.
That's great, Don. Explain that.
Yeah.
We
know that this species in Hawaii has been named, and it was found by the Sea of Galilee in Israel, and so it's been named Galilea. So the name of our morel here in Hawaii is Galilea, Marcella Galilea. Now, how they got from China to Hawaii to Turkey to Israel, we don't know. Yeah.
Here, just feet from the ocean, we're picking our way among the ironwood trees. Look down was the all-important key to success provided by Helen Hemis. Sure enough, mushroom caps are poking their way through the carpet of ironwood needles. Don said there's no mushroom you can't touch. He picked up a delicate yellowish mushroom about 2 inches across.
First thing I saw was the yellow gills. There aren't a whole lot of mushrooms that have yellow gills. And this I know from looking at it is a Lepiota. Lepiotas have white spores, but this one has yellow spores, you know, so it's very distinctive.
How are Lepiota different from other mushrooms?
The Lepiota, I would say, almost always have white spores. They have an annulus around that, and they often have what we call squamules, or little flakes on the top of the cap. Like, you may have noticed there's some brown like there. And we would say a lot of them are poisonous. They're not deadly poisonous, but they have gastrointestinal toxins. Most of the people that I visit in the emergency wards have eaten Lepiota type mushrooms. There's a very large one that you see in parks, very common on all the islands, on lawns and so on. And people, for some reason, eat them because it's a lot of food, and they say it tastes good and stuff. And then I visit you in the emergency ward because you get so sick that you have to go to the emergency ward. You're not going to ride this out or something. You will throw up and you have diarrhea. So once I get up to the hospital and say to the doctor, they're not going to die, it's gastrointestinal. They put a pan under your mouth and a pan under your butt and an IV, you know, because you're losing fluids like crazy, and they pull the curtain and leave you for a day. And you're not going to die, but you basically wish you would.
Wow.
This is the same thing. And you see, these are all the same thing.
Yay!
Yeah. The most delicious edible one that I like the best is purple. It's absolutely lavender purple color, and there's no poisonous one that looks like that. And so I can be sure that that's edible. They grow on lawns, basically, and they grow in fairy rings, you know, all in a circle or in an arc. When they come up, they're just violently purple. They're just purple as can be.
But how does it form like that?
You know what fairies are? These little people that run around at night.
Right.
You got to come out at night to look at them. And in Hawaii, there are menehunes. Menehunes. So we named one here Menehunei. It's a fungus that makes fairy rings all the time. And what happens is, for some reason, there's some nutrition in the middle where the spores land. Maybe some feces of a bird or some other animal. And so the mycelium, you know, the mushrooms grow by little threads called hyphae. That's the body of the fungus. And they grow out radially. They start with some nutrition, they grow out radially, and then when the conditions are right, like it rains or who knows what conditions they are, they all fruit at the edge of the mycelium. So you get a ring there. They drop their spores there, they continue to grow outward, and then when the conditions are perfect, they fruit again, because the mushrooms are the fruiting bodies, right, of the fungus. The body of the fungus is in the soil. And some mushrooms do it that way. They grow out radially very easily, and others are just all over the place like this.
Aroma.
Now see, here's a mushroom, and you know, right away I know the color. It's yellow. And so this is another Lepiota.
It looks poisonous. I don't know.
Let's see. So I'm on call for mushroom poisonings in the state. So it's usually children, you know, toddlers. There were some mushrooms on their lawn, and now there aren't. And the chili came grazing around or something like that. Anyway, I've had about a dozen large dogs who have eaten mushrooms and died, because we do have a deadly poisonous one. I'm hoping we can find one. They are very common here in the park.
But how do the native mushrooms taste? What do they taste like?
Oh, bitter, real bitter, you know. Spit them out right away. There's no Hawaiian name for mushrooms. Surely they saw them. They're common in the rainforests, and they're brilliant colors, so they would have seen them. But none of them are poisonous. They taste terrible. You know, we always take a bit on our tongue and chew it and taste, see if it has a taste, because a lot of mushrooms have a very distinctive taste like that. They have, they're not edible, they're not poisonous, so they didn't kill anybody, and they're not magic mushrooms. They're not hallucinogenic. They're no hallucinogenic native Hawaiian mushrooms like that. So they're probably fairly unremarkable to the Hawaiian folks. But they would have seen them because they're colorful. So it never got translated. There are more recent names like pepeiao, the right, ear right, fungus and stuff. Those are recent names that have been put on here. Of all of them that we have named, we've named Lama Lama, which means glowing like the sun. We have Noi Lokilani, which means a pink rose in the mist. We have Pakelo, which means slippery like a fish. And we've named a bunch of them after Pele, Madame Pele. We have Vaolipo, which means growing in a dark, shady place, and so on. So that's been fun. And when we went first time to the mainland and at a national conference, showed them all these new Hawaiian mushrooms, oh, the people were just blown away, you know, by these new mushrooms. And the names, you know, the names. Like if I go to any of the other neighbor islands, and look in this habitat, I'm pretty sure to find the same things. The same thing. So, you know, that makes me feel good about the field guide because it really works. You know, if you're in coastal Casuarina on Maui, you will find the same stuff as you find here. If you find things on your lawn and on Oahu, the same things are on the lawn here. Pretty much, not 100%. And the native ones, you know, the endemic ones that are found in the rainforest are also found on all the islands. We have found them, the same species on all the islands.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so somehow they get from here to there, you know, spores. Could be on bird feathers, you know, as the birds migrate from island to island. Oh, I was on Lanai, and we went down to the coastal, what do they have, what do you call them, the trees that they have. Mesquite trees, keawe trees. And you know, underneath the keawe trees along the shore is all sand. The sand had washed up there. And I looked under there, and as far as you could see, there were mushrooms growing out of, they like to grow out of sand. And oh, I was grabbing some, putting them in, grabbing some.
Mushrooms right out of the sand.
Right out of sand, yeah. You know, they have deer there. And the deer sleep or loiter in those areas. So it's probably a lot of dung in the sand for the mushrooms to grow, right? Yeah, you have those magical times.
I just needed to know once and for all whether you ever ate what you gathered, and I see now. Not really.
I always say with mushrooms, it's a sauce.
Okay, Don, I don't know if I totally agree with you on that, but Don Emmis lives to tell the tale. He is Professor Emeritus of Biology. UH Hilo taught there 40 years, and he's been studying and documenting Hawaii's mushrooms for 30 years, naming them for science with the help of UH Hilo's Kalena Silva. Emmis' guide, Mushrooms of Hawaii, was written with biologist and mushroom expert Dennis Desjardins, sold out fast in hardback. There is now a soft cover edition. Helen says get the hard copy if you possibly can. The colors are more accurate. Mushroom season in Hawaii, my friends, is generally July to January. Don said morels went wild, absolutely crazy in South Point and Ocean View last year.